Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Earlier this year, Current State's Emmanuel Berry introduced listeners to Failure Lab. The event asks presenters to share a story of failure with the world. Tomorrow, Tales of Defeat will be showcased at the Wharton Center as part of a joint effort between Michigan State University and Failure Lab. This event marks the first time Failure Lab has partnered with a university. Jonathan Williams is one of the creators of Failure Lab. John, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You spoke with Current State's Emmanuel Berry about this earlier this year, but remind our listeners about how Failure Lab got started.
Yeah, it started in Detroit, actually, from a TED Talk by Randall Charlton. And at that time, he was the CEO of Tech Town, and he just gave a really powerful, strong story about huge personal and professional failures. And at the end, he kind of talked about regaining his confidence. And our founder, Jordan O'Neill, drove back to Grand Rapids, and he couldn't stop thinking about what if he had just ended it at the end of the failure and walked off stage. What would that feel like? What would a room feel like if you did that? And we experimented with it in Grand Rapids at the Wealthy Theater and sold the first show out. And we did another one 6 months later in Detroit. And now we're coming to Michigan State.
And how does a Failure Lab event work exactly?
Yeah, it's an intimate evening showcasing real failures from six successful people. So the format blends music with impactful stories. So you'll start with an entertainer. And what that really acts is kind of clearing the room, recharging the air, and then you hear a 9-minute, very personal story of failure from a successful individual. And then kind of our special ingredient is after each story, we invite the audience to enter the story by giving their lessons and their feedback. Our speakers aren't sharing lessons. They're really more just confessing a struggle. And so we take the audience lessons from Twitter or in the bulletin and we publish them online. And what you get is just hundreds of beautiful thoughts from people who are internalizing their own struggles. And when you don't tell people what to think, you get to hear what they think. And that's really kind of the magic sauce of Failure Lab.
And hearing these accounts from people that are largely successful now just enhances the impact, I take it.
Absolutely. And so often we don't get to hear these types of stories. And often your perception of success doesn't kind of carry with it what the actual path to get there. So it's really helpful to understand that you're not alone, that successful people make a lot of mistakes. And our ultimate goal is to encourage people to keep trying new things, to keep taking intelligent risks. And we believe by owning this and sharing this, it crushes the stigma and the isolation around failure.
Who will be sharing their stories of failure at this Wharton event?
Yeah, so we have Mark Hollis, who we consider one of the most progressive athletic directors in the country, so he's going to have a great story. We're flying in Mike Sager from San Diego, and he's a national best-selling author. Some of his stories inspired the movie Boogie Nights, so he wrote for Rolling Stone and Esquire and Playboy, and you can guarantee he's going to have a spicy story. We have a CEO, Jeff Barrett, who's responsible for huge viral videos. We have a Detroit MC and rapper, Ms. Corona. We have an attorney and a business owner, Jaquise Purefoy. And we have also MSU's own dean of the College of Human Medicine, Marsha Rapley. Hmm. So we really cover a very diverse group of people and stories, and I think it's going to be both professional and personal and really going to have some impactful narrative.
And as we mentioned, you also feature artists in between the stories who will be performing.
Yeah, so we're really excited. This is the first time it's going to be an all-student cast of performers. So we have Joe Hertler, who's going to play. We have the Spartan Discords. We have some percussion. We have some singers. There's going to be a slam poet. And one of the speakers, Ms. Corona, will also rap in between as well. So it's going to be the entertainment is all across the board as well. So there's really something for anyone at Failure Lab.
This is the first time you've held a Failure Lab in coordination with a university. What's the experience been like for you so far?
It has been awesome. We couldn't have found a better partner in ASMSU and Michigan State, and it's going to be at the Wharton Center's Cobb Hall, which is a beautiful venue. And it's just a really special time in someone's life before you're entering the workforce to hear from people who are already out there going through it. And Michigan State has been great. Mark Hollis has been a huge fan, and the Associated Press just picked up the talk or the event this morning, and so we're really excited to be in East Lansing and be involved in a really fun event there.
Really interesting stuff. Failure Lab, set for tomorrow night at Wharton Center. It includes Athletic Director Mark Hollis of Michigan State University. We've been talking with Jonathan Williams, one of the creators of Failure Lab. Jonathan, thanks. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you so much.